If you want to pray more effectively for the souls in purgatory, here are the seven best places where you should pray. The first is your home because of the responsibility that you have to your ancestors and because of the spiritual protection that they will provide. Trust me, in this world of evil, you need as much spiritual protection as possible. The second best place for you to pray is in the largest and nearest cemetery to your house. When you go there, visualize them as a immense spiritual army that is there to intercede for you for whatever needs you have. The third is in the nearest hidden cemetery to your house. Almost everywhere where people live, there is a hidden and abandoned cemetery where no one goes to visit or pray for the souls that are there. You can do so and provide incredible relief to them. The fourth is at your nearest local church. At every given Mass, there are souls there atoning for irreverence during the Mass. When at Mass, you can pray for these souls that are there and obtain their deliverance. The fifth is in front of the Blessed Sacrament. There you will find souls in purgatory that because of their devotion to the Eucharist during their life, God has allowed them to do their purgatory, not in purgatory itself, but actually in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You can pray for them and alongside with them. The sixth place is at roadside crosses. Here in Texas, whenever someone has an accident and dies on the road, families will often place roadside crosses to honor their death there. However, they probably don't pray for the repose of their souls, and they were not ready to die at the moment of their death. This is an incredible act of mercy that you can do for them, and they will pray for you when you drive. And the seventh best place for you to pray is wherever the Holy Spirit leads you. At times, the Holy Spirit will lead us to pray at the most unusual of places. We don't always know why that is.